A Delaware County daycare worker is facing charges after video captured a horrific incident in which the worker pushed a four-year-old child down a flight of steps. I'm your host, Assam Nabduni. Welcome to TLE News and TLE Radio. And this story coming out of Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, a daycare worker by the name of Sarah Gable was caught on camera shoving a child down a flight of steps. What's funny, or ironic, not necessarily funny, not hee hee ha ha funny, but funny anyway, is that the surveillance camera that caught the daycare worker's actions was just installed a half hour before the incident. So who knows how many times before this wonderful, beautiful snow queen of a daycare worker, Sarah Gable, committed these actions. Here is the story.
And accused of a hate crime in Kent, Washington is still... No, let's do this first. This is surveillance video that has authorities and parents shaking their heads in despair. Police say a daycare worker in Primos, Delaware County, literally shoved a four-year-old girl down the stairs. Live at Upper Darby Police, Action News reporter Dan Cuellar. Dan, what's the latest on this?
Jim, it's every parent's nightmare that sends their child to daycare, but in this case, administrators are being commended for quickly reporting the matter to police.
Police say it happened here last Friday at the Child Care of the Future Daycare Center in the 700 block of Sea Cane in Primos. Administrators had just installed a surveillance camera on the stairwell, which they did not have before. And 45 minutes later, they would capture a horrific act as a daycare worker pushes a four-year-old little girl down a flight of steps.
Slams her into the wall. Now she sees herself in the video. And she sees her there. Now she holds a child's hand and walks it down the steps. See?
Shawane Tavares was the daycare administrator who was monitoring the new camera when the incident happened.
I was so upset. It just hurt me to, you know, we don't treat children here like that. So it's like, why? Like, why would you do that? Why would you push a child down the steps? And the way she did it was just so carelessly, as if she's been doing it.
Arrested and charged in the case is 52-year-old Sarah Gable of Folcroft, Pennsylvania, who had been working at the facility since June of last year after passing a certified background check. Police say, realizing she'd been caught on tape, she offered no resistance.
When the police arrived, she put her hands behind her back and they handcuffed her and took her out.
We went to Gable's home in Folcroft.
Can we speak with Ms. Gable?
No, she's not available at this time.
We were referred to her attorney and media, but were unable to reach him after business hours.
I applaud the daycare center administration themselves for coming forward and letting us know right away.
For their part, administrators say that cameras are proving to be a valuable tool in keeping kids safe.
It just proved why we got the cameras installed, so I'm just very grateful that we had them installed that day.
Sarah Gable has been released on $25,000 unsecured bail. She's been charged with simple assault, harassment, and endangering the welfare of a child. Police say she could face additional charges down the road. We're live here at Upper Darby Police Headquarters. I'm Dan Cuellar, Channel 6.
Welcome back. So now, as far as the story goes, the incident occurred around 5:15 p.m. Friday at Child Care of the Future in the 700 block of Sicane Avenue in Primos. In a news conference Monday evening, Upper Darby Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood said 52-year-old Sarah Gable of Folcroft pushed the little girl down a flight of steps. The camera, installed just a half hour before the incident, captured it all on video. Now, in the video, you can see the girl enter the picture at the top of the steps, when for apparently no reason whatsoever, and Gable did not provide one when she was arrested, Gable approaches from behind, shoves the girl down a flight of steps. Gable then follows the girl down those steps, helps her up, looks directly at the camera like, damn, I just got caught, and walks the girl down the remaining flight of steps. Now, Chitwood said when parents give their kids to daycare centers, the expectation is that their children are going to be taken care of. Police say as soon as the daycare owner discovered the video of the incident, Gable was confronted and police were contacted. She was then fired from her job at the daycare. Now, some people have called for the daycare to be shut down because of this one woman's actions, this one snow bunny's actions. But guess what? The cameras were just installed, and just as they were installed, it captured an incident. So maybe that's why they had the cameras installed anyway. Maybe, though they don't talk about it, but maybe there's been complaints, and I would like to review the history of complaints at that facility, at that daycare place, the, what's it called again? The Child Care of the Future. I would like to review their books. I would like to review their files and see, has there been any other complaints from parents about children coming home and saying that the daycare workers have done this, coming home with kind of with bruises that they didn't get at home, coming back with marks and feelings and so on and so forth. I would like to know that. But until we know that fact, we can only go off of just this, that the daycare center just installed a camera, and after they installed the camera, they caught an incident of child abuse. And like I said, maybe it's quite likely, not even maybe, it's quite likely that there's been a history, there's been a pattern of abuse at the facility. There has been. But because there has been no cameras, they haven't been able to prove, we haven't been able to disprove any accusations, claims, allegations that have been brought against the facility. So they went ahead and put up the surveillance cameras, and upon seeing that so soon after the cameras were put up, that just goes to show that it's very likely, very possible that either Gable or other workers at that daycare center have abused the children in their care. So what do I say for parents? Well, before I go into that, let me finish the story. Shawane Tavares was the daycare administrator who was monitoring the new camera when the incident happened. I was so upset. It just hurt me. We don't treat children like that. So it was like, why would you do that? Why would you push a child down the steps? And the way she did it was just so carelessly, as if she'd been doing it. So here you see that a daycare administrator is also acknowledging, also reiterating, also stating the same thing, that it's very possible that this person or other workers have been doing this before because of how carelessly, how freely, how recklessly they do it. Right now, Gable is now charged with simple assault, harassment, and endangering the welfare of the child. She is now free on $25,000 secured bond. So she's free. However, she is unemployed, so she will not be working with any more children after this. But I would, like I said before, it goes back to, well, she's done it before. She's displayed the tendencies of someone. She's displayed the abilities, the capabilities, the functionality of someone who has done it before. As someone who engages in that activity frequently. And it's crazy how they just installed the... I don't know. I would like to talk to the Tavares. I would like to call Tavares and be like, okay, Ms. Tavares, when you were installing these cameras, were your employees aware of the cameras that were being installed? Did you let them know in advance that we're going to be installing surveillance cameras? Did you let them know, or was it all just a surprise? Because as she pushed the child down the steps, because, you know, pattern and nature and habit, creatures of habit, probably done it before, there never was a camera there, but after doing it, as you can see in the video, she puts the child down, she comes down the steps, and then she happens to look at the camera like, oh man, there's a camera, oh shit. She probably knew right then and there she was fucked up. You can look in her eyes as she looks at the camera. But that just tells you that's something that she's been doing before. And not necessarily just pushing children down the steps, but abusing children in other ways. This child care worker should not be allowed to work around another child ever again. And if she has kids, those kids should be under very vigilant, direct supervision so she is not abusing those kids as well. And is she married? Because the story doesn't even talk about if she's married or not. Is she married? Is she single? Does she have kids? They don't even go into any of that. They don't go into any of that. But if you're a daycare worker working with other people's kids and you're abusing other people's kids, we need to know, do you have kids of your own? Are you abusing your own kids? How about we send a welfare worker over to your house to go see how your kids are doing? How about that? Because we want to send welfare workers to black people's homes to check on the kids and so on and so forth and this, that, and the third. Well, how about this? You have a perfectly good reason. You have a perfectly good motive to go ahead and request for a welfare worker to go out and check on the welfare of her children if, in fact, she has kids. But they don't talk about that in the news story. They don't talk about that in the news story. Well, I want to know, does she have kids? Is she married? Does she have kids? How is she treating her kids? Is DCF, is Department of Children and Families, or any other organization going to come to her home and do a supervised visit? Is anybody going to come to the home and check on the kids? Is anybody going to come to the home and check on the home itself? Is the home well enough to be housing kids? Is the living condition proper for those kids? And what about a man in her life? Does she have a man or is it another woman? I don't know. Is there another parent there? Is all I'm asking. I'm not going into, oh, it should be a man and a woman, not two women, not two men. I'm not going into that. Is there another parent there? If there is another parent there, if there is evidence of abuse, what about that other parent? Is that other parent complicit? Is that other parent complicit? So yes, this woman should be fired. Yes, she should lose her job. Yes, she should go to jail. Yes, she should be charged. Yes, she should be convicted. Yes, she should not work with kids ever again. But what about her home? Because if you bring that into the workplace, what you bring into the workplace is coming from home. What are you doing at home? What are you doing at home? Anyway, I have a kid. I will not send him to daycare because I've come across too many horror stories of daycare. Plus, when you're sending your child to daycare, there's too many outside variables that you cannot control that may be exposed to your child that you would prefer not to be exposed to your child. So we do not send our kid to daycare. We deal with the struggle of having to raise our kid at home. We take turns. We take shifts. Depending on work schedules, we balance it out. We will not, and we refuse to, send our kid to a daycare. What we are doing, in fact, is working on opening our own daycare. I don't know, maybe we'll call it TLE daycare, who knows, who cares. All I know is we refuse to send our child somewhere we cannot put faith in. We will refuse to send our child outside of our community to be exposed to things that is not taught within our own community. We refuse. That way, we have a better handle on what happens to our child. We have a better handle on what's exposed to our child. We have a better handle on what our child learns. And as our child grows and develops, we, in turn, can go ahead and share with our child and teach our child the necessary things that they need to prosper and grow and be the best that they can be without infringing upon the child's own personality. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. This has been TLE TV, TLE News, and TLE Radio. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Subscribe to us on YouTube. That's where we make most of our money. Subscribe to us on YouTube, TLE TV, as well as the Lyrical Elitist. Visit the website. We make money on the website as well, lyricalalitas.com. You can actually visit the Lyrical Alita store. We have other things going on the website. We're trying to go ahead and support ourselves. We're not looking for big corporate sponsorships. We're not getting big donations. We're doing this all on our own grassroots. So support this movement. Visit the website, visit our Facebook pages, visit our YouTube pages, watch our videos, like our videos, share our videos, subscribe to our videos. And if you would like to make a donation, you can visit us at patreon.com/TLE news. That's patreon.com/TLE news. And make a donation. We'd love for you to make a donation. Because we're not going to stop. We're going to continue to try to make it grow, continue to make it better. And we're going to continue to fund this movement. And we're going to continue to provide unadulterated, independent news without mainstream propaganda. Once again, I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. And this has been TLE News. Have a great day.